Robinhood Radio presents Your Health with osteopathic physician Dr. Kim Tripp, a show presented monthly on Robinhood Radio, discussing the challenges faced and the solutions that are available for keeping vital health and well-being throughout our lives. And now, here's Dr. Tripp.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Your Health with Dr. Kim Tripp, osteopathic physician. This is the health show created to bring you vital information and discussion of all sorts of health issues on your mind and in your life from the unique perspective of traditional osteopathic medicine. So first, as we always do, let's clarify for new listeners what osteopathic medicine means. Osteopathic medicine is practiced by fully licensed physicians in the United States with a DO degree, a Doctor of Osteopathic Medicine degree. Our practice is based on the essential relationship in all living things between structure and function. In other words, the natural interdependence between anatomy and physiology, or between the physics of the body and its chemistry. As osteopathic physicians, we use our comprehensive and precisely detailed knowledge of anatomy and physiology to promote health and healing in our patients. We work gently with our hands to help your body restore optimal function based on optimal structure. Our medical specialty is therefore called osteopathic manual medicine. We receive uniquely in-depth training in anatomy and physiology and their relationship within your body in the context of a full physician's medical training. Only U.S.-trained osteopaths are fully licensed physicians and have all of the current medical pharmacopoeia, nutritional science, and full medical training at our disposal. This means that your individual treatment may include a wide range of approaches, but will always be founded on our gentle, hands-on work. We practice from the unique perspective of first looking for the health in our patients, rather than merely finding illness and disease. Our practice has been especially effective for, but not limited to, musculoskeletal and other structural issues, as well as chronic headache, gastrointestinal problems, post-concussion syndrome, sleep disturbance, allergies, and many other health issues. We work together with you, the patient, to help you build health and vitality in your body, mind, and spirit as the solution for health problems, rather than only treating the disease symptoms. So in the radio show, we tackle health issues from this point of view. What can we do to help you build your health and vitality in order to prevent and heal injuries and disease? And we do that by giving you some basic information about the problem to help you understand what's happening, as well as offer solutions and guidance for helping yourself to heal and stay healthy based on our clinical experience with patients in our practice. Before we get started on today's topic, let me just remind you that you can listen to all of our prior Your Health shows online at your convenience, such as the shows on back pain, nutrition, carpal tunnel, concussion, and allergy, by going to Robinhood Radio's website, then the On Demand button, then scroll down and select the Your Health shows, then you can click on the individual show by topic. It's a fantastic convenience, and you should take advantage of it. Well, spring is here. Voila! Anyway, it's here for today, and in theory, such as it is in our area, and that means eventually there will be a dizzying array of outdoor farming and gardening tasks, spring cleaning in homes, barns, and garages, and returning to all those sports and recreational activities outdoors, excavating those bikes, rackets, clubs, boats, hiking boots, and trying to catch the horses that have been turned out all winter and have forgotten how to be caught. More than enough to set our heads in a whirl. And spring can literally set our heads spinning with a problem called vertigo that can come on in association with allergies, falls, and stresses and strains of our head, neck, or upper back. So today, we'll talk about vertigo And let's start by defining exactly what is meant medically by that term. Vertigo is a particular clinical type of dizziness that happens when we have a sense that we are turning or spinning, when in fact we're actually not turning or spinning. It is the incorrect sense that either the room, the external world, or our own body, the internal world, is spinning because of a disruption in the function of something called our vestibular system, which lives in the inner ear, tucked deep inside spaces in both of the temporal bones in our head. The vestibular system, meaning the balance system, is an important part of our mechanism of staying in balance in relation to the horizon and the outdoor world and our own changes in position. The vestibular system lives deep in both of our inner ears, there's a left and a right one, in close anatomical association with our hearing mechanism. The anatomy and mechanism of the vestibular system is one of the most sensitive and exquisitely precise of any in our body. The inner ear is a set of tiny, whorled, bony spaces in the petrous portion of the temporal bone. The temporal bone is on the side of the head and includes the temple area and the ear. Recall that there are more than 20 small bones that make up all the fine intersecting structures in our heads. The head is not just a hollow bowling ball with a brain inside it. The inner ear is found at the end of the bony tunnel that runs from our external ear deep into the bone and behind the eardrum in that temporal bone. There is a nautilus-shaped cochlea that houses our hearing mechanism and a set of three intersecting semicircular canals that house our vestibular system. The semicircular canals are each about 3/4 inches long and are lined with a membrane and filled with a special fluid called endolymph. Each of the three canals loops through a different aspect of space inside the bone, anterior, posterior, and lateral, looking like a kind of partial 3D pretzel. At the base of the semicircular canals, there are slight swellings that contain very sensitive, minute hair cells that transmit nerve signals to the brain. Every time we change position, the endolymph shifts in a fluid wave inside the canals that then moves the little hair cells in the swollen bases like seaweed in a tide. The hair cells transmit nerve signals to our brains about the direction they are bending and moving in response to shifts in the endolymphatic fluid inside the semicircular canals. This keeps us oriented and allows us to make instantaneous, minute changes in our physical position and balance, and in our eye movements to keep our visual orientation appropriate to our bodily position. Each time we turn our heads, the fluid inside the canals shifts and sends a kind of little wave across the hair cells that then move one way or another. That motion gets translated into a nerve signal that travels to the brain, reporting direction and degree of movement, and helps to keep us oriented in space while we move and turn and bend and get up and down from sitting and lying down. The speed and direction of the motions of the hair cells all become part of the signal. There are also collections of something called otoliths within the swellings. Otoliths are tiny calcium carbonate crystals that move and shift in the fluid in response to gravity and help us keep oriented to ground and sky, in other words, to what's up and what's down. The bioengineering and resilience of this whole system is remarkable, but sometimes things can go awry, and then we can develop vertigo and other balance problems. So is all that detail making you dizzy yet? Just keep in mind that vertigo is caused by a misfiring of the delicate inner ear vestibular system, and that can be caused by many different medical problems. Anything, in fact, that mechanically or physiologically interferes with that system's function by disrupting the physical shifting of the endolymph within the canals, or the work of the hair cell as they shift in the fluid, or the transmission of the nerve signal from the sensitive hair cells back to the brain. Any mechanical pressure or stress and strain on the temporal bone itself that shifts its normal range of motion and positioning in the head can lead to inner ear and vertigo problems. There are a number of causes of and different diagnoses for vertigo. The most common is called benign paroxysmal positional vertigo, aka BPPV, which is an elaborate way of saying that you have sudden onset vertigo without having any particular serious disease or other condition, but that you do get dizzy when you change position. This can be caused by a free otolith that has been dislodged from its usual contained area, but that's not the only reason for BPPV. Anything that interferes with the intricate and precise vestibular system can lead to benign paroxysmal positional vertigo. Recall that the temporal bone is the home of the ear and vestibular system, one each on the right and left sides of our heads. There are many head and neck muscles that attach to the temporal bone, which, if suddenly or chronically tightened, torn, strained, or set in spasm, can literally pull the temporal bone out of its normal, precise, and minute range of motion, and therefore pull one or both of the inner ears out of normal, coordinated positioning in relation to the other. Kind of like having one leg suddenly get much shorter or longer than the other. This can lead to immediate and persistent vertigo as our two stereovestibular systems become disoriented to each other. This kind of derangement of the temporal bone is one of the reasons why vertigo can be the result of car accidents, falls, whiplash, or head injuries. There are many muscles that attach to the temporal bone and connect to other areas of the head, neck, upper back, and shoulders. Any strain or spasm in these muscles can lead to derangement of the temporal bone and impact that vestibular system. For example, the sternocleidomastoid muscle is one of the large muscles that moves our heads on our necks. It attaches to the collarbone, the sternum, and the mastoid portion of the temporal bone just behind your ear. You can feel the mastoid portion of the temporal bone if you rub your finger up and down just behind your ear cartilage. It is the smooth 1 to 2 inch long bump just under the skin behind your ear. The sternocleidomastoid muscle is attached to this bony bump. This strong muscle can be set into spasm or strain, pulling on the temporal bone at its attachment, and that can lead to vertigo. So-called benign positional vertigo can also be caused by allergies and infectious diseases that inflame the inner ear and lead to fluid buildup, which shifts the ability of the endolymph to flow through the semicircular canals properly. Physiological vertigo is a type of benign temporary vertigo that results from repetitive spinning, as in what you used to do as a kid, spinning around like crazy till you fell down for the sheer fun of it, or comes up in some types of repetitive spinning and dancing and exercise that can induce short-lived vertigo by disrupting the inertia of the fluid in the vestibular system. It generally resolves soon after you stop the spinning activity. There are also other forms of vertigo that are not considered benign. There are diseases which affect the nerves of the inner ear directly and interfere with the signaling from the vestibular system to the brain, such as Meniere's disease, vestibular neuritis, and labyrinthitis. Meniere's disease is a combination of vertigo, hearing loss, tinnitus, in other words, ringing in the ear, and sometimes migraine headache. The symptoms may come on gradually and start with only one symptom before progressing to include the others. It is thought to be brought on by an accumulation of excess endolymphatic fluid in the inner ear. Vestibular neuritis is vertigo brought on by an imbalance between the nerve signaling from the two inner ears due to infection, inflammation, or impingement of the vestibular nerves. It often comes on after an upper respiratory or ear infection. Labyrinthitis is an infection or inflammation of the semicircular canals themselves, hence labyrinthitis, that leads to severe vertigo and sometimes with nausea and vomiting. Excessive alcohol intake can also lead to severe vertigo, which generally resolves with detoxification. But if the excessive alcohol intake is chronic, the vertigo can become chronic as well. Of course, any mass or swelling that impinges on the vestibular apparatus, its circulation or innervation, can lead to vertigo. For all of these reasons, any persistent vertigo should always be evaluated by a physician. Osteopathic treatment is an excellent, sustainable approach to help with vertigo, to alleviate inflammation, improve arterial circulation and venous and lymphatic drainage, relieve any muscle strains, spasm, or tension in the head, neck, or shoulders that may be creating pull on those temporal bones, restore full range of motion of the head and neck, including the delicate temporal bone, and to heal and prevent the cause of the vertigo because it addresses the root structural and anatomical causes that led to the development of the vertigo in the first place. A good osteopathic physician who is a specialist in osteopathic manual medicine can be especially helpful for vertigo and other balance problems. How can the gentle hands-on work of an osteopathic physician help with this problem? An osteopathic physician who is a specialist in osteopathic manual medicine knows how to work gently and in detail with the intricate and sensitive structures of your head, ears, neck, and shoulders, working with the bones, muscles, ligaments, tendons, and fascias to relieve inflammation, improve range of motion of bones and muscles, including the delicate cranial bones, optimize circulation and lymphatic drainage, and help your body restore your head, ears, neck, and all the associated tissues to optimal structure and function, thereby not only helping to relieve the vertigo, but also helping to prevent it. In addition to regular osteopathic treatment for your head, neck, shoulders, and upper back, here are some other tips for maintaining good head and ear health and avoiding vertigo. Do not clean your ears with anything smaller than your finger. Ears are self-cleaning devices. If you have heavy earwax buildup, see your physician to get the wax removed safely. The routine use of small objects like cotton swabs to clean out your ears generally just results in jamming the wax back into the ear over time, which can lead to fluid buildup in the ear. Avoid intensive, rapid, or prolonged spinning in exercising and dancing. Avoid spinning and whirling rides at amusement parks. Change positions from lying down to sitting to standing slowly and in a relaxed fashion. So to review, vertigo can come on at any stage of life. There are less common and more medically serious causes of vertigo, including Meniere's disease that we mentioned earlier, as well as many other possible causes of vertigo in this delicate inner ear mechanism, including musculoskeletal strains in the head, neck, upper back, and shoulders. So persistent vertigo should always be examined by a physician. Osteopathy, as practiced by osteopathic physicians who are specialists in osteopathic manual medicine, can relieve the symptoms and make a real difference in helping optimize structure and function in the head, ears, neck, shoulders, and upper back, and therefore in resolving and preventing vertigo with gentle, precise, hands-on work. Well, I think our spinning around has come to an end today. That's about all we have time for. Thank you so much for your attention to Your Health with Dr. Kim Tripp. Remember, you can email your comments and suggestions for topics to yourhealth@robinhoodradio.com. If you have a health issue yourself and would like to find out about how we might be able to help you in our practice of traditional osteopathy, we are at our offices in Sharon, Connecticut, Dr. Kim Tripp and Dr. Andrew Goldman, Goldman Tripp Osteopathic Healthcare, 860-364-5990, Monday to Friday, 8:45 a.m. to 5 p.m. with evening hours Wednesdays and Fridays. On the web at www.goldmantripp.net. Meanwhile, I'll be looking forward to being with you next time, every other Friday at 12:30 and Sunday evenings at 5:30. Take care of yourself, enjoy your health, and thank you for listening.